Listen to the speakers, A, B, C and D, leaving a message on an answering machine. Choose two correct sentences for each person. You now have 30 seconds to read the sentences below. First, you will listen to an example. Speaker 0. You will hear the recording twice.
Listen to speaker 0.
Good morning, Colin. I know you're probably very busy, but when you have a moment, could you possibly give me a hand with this report I have to write by Friday? I know you have experience with this kind of thing, and I would really like to hear your ideas. I'll be here until 5.
Speaker A.
Hi there, it's me, Helen. I'm phoning to tell you that I won't be home for dinner. I've been invited to a party, and I don't know what time I'll get back. I know Dad doesn't like me going out on weekdays, but my boyfriend will drive me home. Not too late, I promise, but don't wait up for me.
Speaker B.
Hi, Laura. It's Michelle. Remember, we're going to Jane's party. I've just finished my exam and I'm on my way back to London, but there must have been an accident and we're moving really slowly. It's taken me 1 hour to travel 3 miles. As you can imagine, I don't have time to go back to the flat and pick you up. I'll see you at Jane's. Don't forget the present. And remember, it's your turn to clean the bathroom.
Speaker C.
Hi, Sam. How's your revising going? I'm just phoning to say I won't be able to go to the exam tomorrow. I've got a terrible headache and I feel sick. Lots of people have been off ill this week and I think I'm coming down with the same thing. Could you tell the teacher and say I'm sorry?
Speaker D.
Hi, it's me, honey. I'm at home waiting for the electrician to come to mend the kitchen lights, you know, the ones above the cooker. I've been waiting for over an hour, and I've got to get to the kids' school by 4. I have a meeting with Mr. Jones. Have you got the electrician's phone number? I need it as soon as possible. Call me back when you hear this message. I love you.
Speaker A.
Hi there, it's me, Helen. I'm phoning to tell you that I won't be home for dinner. I've been invited to a party, and I don't know what time I'll get back. I know Dad doesn't like me going out on weekdays, but my boyfriend will drive me home. Not too late, I promise, but don't wait up for me.
Speaker B.
Hi, Laura. It's Michelle. Remember, we're going to Jane's party. I've just finished my exam and I'm on my way back to London, but there must have been an accident and we're moving really slowly. It's taken me 1 hour to travel 3 miles. As you can imagine, I don't have time to go back to the flat and pick you up. I'll see you at Jane's. Don't forget the present. And remember, it's your turn to clean the bathroom.
Speaker C.
Hi, Sam. How's your revising going? I'm just phoning to say I won't be able to go to the exam tomorrow. I've got a terrible headache and I feel sick. Lots of people have been off ill this week and I think I'm coming down with the same thing. Could you tell the teacher and say I'm sorry?
Speaker D.
Hi, it's me, honey. I'm at home waiting for the electrician to come. To mend the kitchen lights, you know, the ones above the cooker? I've been waiting for over an hour, and I've got to get to the kids' school by 4. I have a meeting with Mr. Jones. Have you got the electrician's phone number? I need it as soon as possible. Call me back when you hear this message. I love you.